money, sex, relationships, current events, controversy. It all gets covered here. It's time to reshape, recreate, and motivate your mindset. So get ready for that cigar-smoking, cupcake-loving, coffee-drinking shopaholic, your sis and mine, MJ.
Hey, 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 what's going on, guys? It's your girl, MJ. I'm back at it, dear sis. And today, I have the opportunity to have in the hot pocket chair the lovely Beatrice Dixon. And if you don't know who she is, I'm about to tell you who she is. She is the CEO and founder of the Honey Pot Company. And we are excited to have her because she is going to talk to us about our vajayjay, the do's and don'ts, and the shit we need to know about our vajayjay, dear sis.
Yes. Hi. How are you?
Hi. Welcome. Welcome to the hot seat.
Thank you. Thank you.
Listen, this is what I always do, right? I'm straight laced, no chaser. I'm about to just slam it on you.
That's fine.
We need to know who the hell Miss Dixon is. And when I say who the hell Miss Dixon is, I mean, who is she? Take us back. I don't want to hear all about the fluff right now, what's going on in your fabulous life. Take us back to when you was coming up. Give us a little history. Take us down that journey. I'm ready for this ride, Miss Dixon.
I was born in Virginia, raised a little in Maryland, Virginia, D.C. area. When I was 10, we moved to Phoenix. I went to middle school, high school, a little tiny, teensy bit of college in Phoenix, but I hated college, so I didn't finish it. And then I got started with my career in pharmacy out of high school.
Nice.
Yeah.
Oh, we have a little brainiac on our hands, I see.
I was a technician then. I did that for like 10 years. Thought I wanted to go to school to be a doctor, but I just didn't enjoy school. And I don't do well doing things that I don't enjoy.
Okay. I hear that. Wonderful.
Thank you.
Wow. So we did the pharmacy thing and then we branched off and
yes,
we decided to do something else amazing. If I must ask.
Yes.
Quickly. What is your zodiac?
I'm a Scorpio.
Woo! Okay. I'm a Cancer. Yes. Cancer over here to all my zodiac people that are listening.
Yeah.
Nice. So let's fast forward a little bit. So we did the whole pharmacy thing a little bit. Technician, I should say.
I left pharmacy after like 10 years. Within that time of working in pharmacy, I moved to Atlanta and I worked in hospitals here in Atlanta. And then I realized that I didn't want to be in that industry anymore. I didn't want to be a doctor. I didn't want to, you know, I just didn't want to go the healthcare route. So I left there and went to work for Whole Foods. And, you know, that's kind of where everything got started with Honey Pod and where the rest of my career went from there. Because I still worked. I didn't start doing Honey Pod full time until like 2 years ago.
Yes. I actually did some homework on you as well. As I would say, I was getting a little nosy. And
that's,
you know,
okay.
Yeah, you have to be. You definitely have to be, especially on a positive note. Mm-hmm. I love the whole aspect as far as you coming out of a pharmacy thing and you didn't want to be a doctor, which was, that's fine too. And mm-hmm. you don't want to be in a situation that doesn't work well for you. But
right.
But you were also in, like, you know, the healthcare world, which still comes back to the vajayjay. And
It does come back to the vagina. I guess in some ways, I was still a healer in a way, you know. I've always been attracted to healing. So I think the energy just kind of went more towards natural healing rather than Western medical healing.
Okay. Understood. Yeah, so tell us a little bit about Whole Foods as far as that journey.
When I worked at Whole Foods, I was a salesperson, and then I became a merchandiser and a buyer, and I did that for like 3 years. It was within that time that Honey Pot got started around 2011, 2012. I left from doing that, and I went to be a food broker. Then I was representing like 100 companies, selling them into retailers. And then I left there to work for a kale chip company called Rhythm Superfoods. But then I realized I didn't want to do it anymore. I just couldn't, because Honey Pot was growing so much and so rapidly. you know, I kind of had to move on because I couldn't do both. I was living, I was working like 80, 90 hours a week. I was traveling like crazy. We were raising money. I mean, it was insane.
Wow, I bet. Especially those hours, girl. I can't, 80, 90 hours a week. Shit, you only get 24.
Exactly. Woo,
sister.
Exactly.
Sister. Yeah.
But you do what you gotta do. You know? You
damn right. You do what you have to do.
You do what you gotta do.
So 2011, you gave birth to the Honey Pot.
Yeah.
Like I said, I was being a little nosy and I did a little history. And I love the fact that you talked about your ancestors, and I loved you talked about the BV that you had, and you had a dream, and all those good things started to manifest. And I also love the fact that you're definitely a diehard entrepreneur like myself, but also that you gathered your thoughts and your community of people and got, you know, your money together within your circle, and you did the damn thing. And you could definitely piggyback off of all the things you did before that to bring you up to where you are today. So if you would, take us on a ride as far as once you gave birth to Honey Pot.
Back in 2012, I had bacterial, really between 2011 and 2012, I had bacterial vaginosis for almost a year. And everything I was trying, nothing worked. You know, one night I went to sleep and I had a dream. And in my dream, I was just sitting at a table across from my grandmother, who I had never really met in real life because she passed on when my mom was like 8 years old. So I had never met her in the living world, you know, but she told me she was walking with me and saw what I was going through and basically said that she had this recipe for me and that I needed to read it and remember it. And when I woke up, you know, I remembered I wrote it down and I made it. Not like as soon as I woke up because I had to go buy everything, but you know, a couple of days later, I made it, and literally it took everything away that I was going through, and it never came back. And so, you know, that's how we got started with Honey Pot. You know, when we got started, we were just a wash company, but it's, you know, it's really morphed into being like the vagina company because we make mostly everything that a woman needs for her daily and monthly.
Yes, you do, honey, because I have it right in my shower, and
I love it.
Me and my daughter, we don't F around. And
yeah, you're just
yes, we don't fuck around. And she's 16 years old.
That's good.
Yeah, she's 16. And it's her and I and my other half there. And he's like, what is this? I was like, it's for the vajayjay. There you go.
There exactly. You go. Yeah.
I'm like, there you go. And we enjoy it. And I wanted to share with you that I was so excited. So let's fast forward just a little bit, but not too much, because I don't want to, you know, I'm not trying to speed through anything because I like to dig deep and I want to pick your brain just a little bit for all the listeners out there. I have to say, this was my true, like, aha moment when I heard about the Honey Pot, when the whole controversy thing started with Target. And I was like, wait a minute, hold on, what? So I was getting, like, tags and everything. Yo, MJ, you should try the Honey Pot Company. This is what's going on. She's getting a lot of backlashes. And I was like, what? So I took my ass on YouTube.
Yeah.
And I watched the video. Mm-hmm. And I was like, wait a minute. Oh, no, they didn't. And I was reading all the views and all the comments and everything. And it wasn't so nice. So that day, I promise you, that day, I got up. I said, I'm going to Target. Yes, I am. And that's when I did. And then I just fell in love. After that, I fell in love. And I went on my Facebook page and I made a comment. Not only did I buy, but it was one of the workers. She also bought too, because I had to share with her, like, this is what's happening and it has to stop. And it was only two products left and we took it and I got the normal one, the normal wash, the pump, which I love. And I said, you know what? Yeah, there's something got to give. Something has to give. And it needs to stop. So tell me what happened with that. What was going on? What was going on in your mind after the whole big controversy thing with Target?
For me, it was really like, after that happened, I had to work. You know what I mean? Like, I couldn't really give a fuck about the comments that were made. One, because I know that I'm not racist. Two, because it came from a good place. And three, just because I know who I am. So I didn't have time to take on what those humans had to say, because that was their prerogative to say it. You know, I can't tell people what to say or what to think or how to feel about me. That has to come from them. So for me, we just got the word. I went on a crazy press tour for a couple weeks, which I didn't even realize was a press tour because I was just so in it, you know, and we're still talking to people about it. But, you know, we had to get to work. We're now in a situation where we had some back orders, so we're working to get those completed. You know, we've made transitions. You know, I mean, so much has gone on. And then this stuff with COVID happened. So we haven't really had time to not stay focused on our customers and stay focused on the work. As far as how I felt about it, I didn't have any feeling other than gratitude, because if those people hadn't said what they said, I probably wouldn't even be talking to you right now. So in a lot of ways, I'm appreciative for all those people that had terrible things to say. You know, I'm happy to be here.
Yes. And we,
but I, you know, all I want to do is just serve my customer.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely, sis. That you are definitely a dear sis. Yes, you are definitely a dear sis. Like I said, dear sis is an invitation for conversation, and that's really what it's all about.
Mm-hmm.
What would you tell your 12-year-old self today?
Get present and don't worry about things that you can't control.
Ooh, preach!
Mm-hmm.
Yes, definitely, because we definitely worry about shit we can't control. It's done. It's over with. It's definitely over with. Yes, it's done. Girl, you are like the vagina. I'm telling you, you are the vagina queen.
Thank you.
Yes, we follow you. We do a lot of great, fun things when it comes to women and sticking together. And I'm glad you sparked that, you lit that torch, and you're carrying it strong, and you have an army behind you. So don't ever think you do not, because you do. Even when you doubt yourself, just know that, child, bye.
Yeah. Yeah.
Roll that off your back. Your back.
Yeah, our customers, even if they're not customer because they bought, but they're, you know, just a human that has positive energy towards us, you know, I appreciate all of it. And I know that, you know, I can feel it, you know, so that's why I'm so driven to make sure that we're responsible for taking care of our business and holding up to our side of the bargain with the humans that have had great things to say, or with the humans that, you know, mostly with the humans that have supported us financially.
Absolutely.
Because we're going into a weird time with the economy, and you know, a lot of people are and will be affected by that. And so I just really greatly appreciate all the people that have supported us, you know, and gotten us to where we are.
Absolutely. Where did you get the name Honey Pop?
Girl, I was driving down the street in Atlanta, and there was a band poster on a light pole. And the name of the band was Honey Pop Band. And I was like, wow, I want to call my brand that.
Isn't that the dopest shit, though? When you're, like, riding in your car. Like, I'm telling you, yo, I'm going to be your new best friend, okay? Because I'm just that girl. But it's the dopest shit when you can ride in your car and you're chilling and everything. And you'd be like,
yeah,
I like that name.
That just happened. It worked out.
Yes. And it's done effortlessly, because it's just one of those things that happen, and you have to definitely stick to it. And I love that. And I said, Honey Pop. Where did she get Honey Pop? I was thinking maybe Honey. That's your JJ is your honey. And your pop too. I don't know.
I mean, it made sense because it was a pet name for the vagina, you know, but if I could call it the vagina company, I would. It's just that when we got started, that wasn't as palatable as it would be today.
Gotcha.
And so the honeypot is to say the vagina, but I'm also a big supporter of saying the word vagina and vulva and labia and all those words, because, you know, it's important for people to get comfortable with what it really is. You know?
Yes, definitely get comfortable to what it really is. And a lot of times women don't identify that, because they're like, oh, it's just there. It does a lot of goofy things, and I don't know how to take care of it. And wait, before I go any further, I have to cut myself off. I love, 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 love the fact that you said about the vajayjay, the vagina.
Mm-hmm.
All you need to do is use water to cleanse your vagina. I listened to that on a podcast, And I was like, OMG, she is so right. Because that's all you really need to cleanse your vajayjay. Other than the honey pot product. And then you're good.
No, yeah, I mean, yes. Yeah, I mean, it's, when you say water to clean the vagina, one thing that you have to understand is that the vagina is what is inside your body.
Yes.
So technically, like our washes, our wipes, you know, technically our products, our cleansing products are vulva products. They're technically not vagina products since the vagina is inside the body. You really don't need to clean the vagina, the part that's inside the body, because that cleans itself. That's why it's so important for it to have the acidic pH that it does, because it keeps things clean. It keeps good and bad bacteria in a really beautiful harmony so that they can kind of live there or not live there. So I do want to be careful in saying to use water to clean the vagina. You know, I know some women that use honey pot every so often and then use water all other times. I'm not one of those people. I use honey pot 2-3 times a day. I'm that person. But you do want to be careful when it comes to your vagina. You really don't need to wash that, because if you do wash it, then they're typically douching. Douching can be harmful because it can wash away too much of the good bacteria, and it's really hard. You know, you have to like really, really take probiotics and take the right ones and take them consistently. And then also have a really great diet and be using the right products to clean yourself and all that kind of stuff. You have to really understand how to do that to get the bacteria back to where you need it to be so that it's a healthy environment.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. I love that. Yes. Thank you for that quick vajayjay educational, I would say.
No problem.
Snippet, because we don't know, you know?
Yeah.
We don't know. We really, really don't. We don't know. And it's so important that we focus and concentrate on that, because that's what it's all about. And that's why the Honey Pot Company exists.
Exactly.
You guys are here to help us. Yes. Target. What was that like getting into Target? Like,
that
what
was,
the hell?
Crazy.
Like,
that was
who
crazy.
Gets into Target? Like, one shot. It's like you had the basketball, you on the court, you're pretending to be Jordan, you know? You're pretending to be LeBron James, rest in peace to Kobe Bryant, you on the court, you like, man, please, I got this. I'm about to make this one shot, and if I don't, forget it, and if I do, follow me. And you did.
Well, that's called startup life.
Yes.
All you're doing is taking shots and hoping for that shit to work out.
It did. Girl, but, you the bomb.
No, I mean, it was incredible. It was hard.
Hard in what way?
Well, getting into Target is hard. It takes like a year to get into a retailer. Right now, I can't just go to a corporate office and say, hey, I want to pitch my product. That's not how it works. You have to meet with that retailer when they're meeting about your particular product category. Every retailer has a category review process, and then they have a schedule for when they're going to release those products. And typically that's within the next year. You meet with the retailer, you meet with the buyer, but then the buyer has people that are over them that have to approve everything that she or he wants to approve. And they have to do a lot of testing and planogramming. And that's basically like setting up like mock shelves in a mock store so they can see what it looks like. And that has to go through several rounds of approvals and denials. So all that going on, that's actually the easy part. The hard part is finding the money to be able to support that.
Right.
And in the beginning, I didn't really like understand that, because I had never properly like raised money before. So in the beginning, that it was hard, you know, that was really hard. Raising money is hard for anybody.
Yes, it is.
To do. But it was great, and they really took a big chance with us, and we continue to be grateful. They've been one of the best partners that we've ever had, and it's just been a really beautiful journey with them.
Girl, I love it because everybody loves Target, you know, the hood people. Yes. Say Target. But we love it. I mean, we love it. Like, what's not to like? It's definitely one of those things, what's not to like. What's your next goals? Do you have any other products that you want to release in the future?
Yeah. I mean, I can't say those yet. But I can tell you that we've got like 10 new items that are launching at Target as we speak. We've got suppositories. We've got the topical vulva cream. We have menstrual cups. We have panty sprays. We have organic tampons.
Oh, that's cute.
You know, yeah. So we've got a decent amount of products that are launching this year, mostly launching on Target first, and then we'll be launching on our website probably between May and June, just because our business has really grown heavily in the past couple of months. So we're having to really make sure that we ration out our inventory to make sure that we're able to supply the demand.
Yes, ma'am, indeed. I love it. I love all of it. I mean, kudos to you, man. Like, really, really kudos to you.
Thank you.
It's just a bomb feeling, and it's definitely a bomb feeling to know that another sister is doing a damn thing. And I always say this, if I'm winning, you're winning, so.
Absolutely.
At the end of the day, you definitely don't have anything to worry about, and you just have to stay focused and stay positive and just love who love you and like who like you.
Exactly.
You know, and if it works, it works. And if it doesn't, it wasn't meant to be. And that's just, yeah. And that's just what it is.
Yeah. Yeah. And just be okay.
Yeah. Be okay.
Be okay either way.
Be exactly. Okay either way. And we don't like to hear that often, but I mean, I love it. I do.
Yeah. You can't control much. It's fucking impossible. So it's like, take on what you can control, and all you can do is just wait and see what happens. But you know, that's the hard part.
Yes. And that's exactly what you did. You wait and you watched. And you saw what happened, and it manifest.
Yeah.
It manifests right in front of your eyes. And I'm sure you were a little overwhelmed. I guess that's just the imperfectness in us.
I'm still overwhelmed.
Okay.
this is what we do is not easy to do. There's constant challenges. There's constant hurdles. There's constant failures. There's constant wins. There's constant everything. A lot of people see us in all these stores and see the commercial and see all the things and think that we've rise above or think that there is some level to reach to. And there is no level. That's made up. What we do is hard. Whether it's your first day or 10 years in. So it's just really important for people to know that, because if you're not aware of that and you don't have the right amount of respect for that, that is actually when you will fail.
Yeah.
When you think that you know, and when you think that nothing can bring you down, or when you think that everything is perfect, even though it's perfectly imperfect, you know, that's where you fuck up. Right now, the things that we're going through in our world,
yes.
Everybody's affected by this. It doesn't matter your status. It doesn't matter your age. It doesn't matter if you're an animal, if you're a human, right? Like, it doesn't matter if you're a dog or a cat. It's great because your family's home more now, right? But everything is kind of affected by this. And the biggest way that this is going to be affected is, yes, it's through health, and some people have lost their family, which is awful. But one of the bigger tragedies of this thing is going to be what's happening with the economy. And this is a perfect example of not having control. The day before shit got real, people may have thought that everything was normal. And then people went to go back to work, and they're like, no, like, nobody can go back to work. It's a weird time. I just wanted to make it clear that, like, a lot of these things are not planned, and a lot of it is out of our control. But what is in our control is to be at peace with ourselves, to have happiness, to have joy, to feel when you need to feel. You might want to have somebody that watches the news around you, right? Like, I have people that watch the news around me, but I don't look at that because I don't want to be inundated with it. I don't want to live in a place of fear.
Right.
But it's really important for people right now to understand what's real and to understand, like, you know, what are they doing now and how this is going to affect their life, and to not have fear. It's a funny time to be alive. You know,
it is a funny time.
Yeah.
Yes, it's definitely a weird situation. And I always say, fear God. That's it. Fear God. Mm-hmm. Fear God.
You don't have to fear God. God is fantastic.
But I say, when I say fear God, I say fear with respect.
I understand.
You know, not to be afraid. But I, like you said before, we're definitely in a weird time, different situations, and everybody is just like really going fucking nuts.
It is.
To say the least.
Yeah.
To say the least. But what we going to do? And I just, hey, you're around your family, your friends, if you can be, your loved ones, if you can't be, love on somebody that you really need to buckle down and do what you got to do during this time. Yeah, Miss Dixon.
Yeah.
The Honey Pot Company.
Yes. Thank you so much.
Yes. Thank you. Thank you for being here. We love you here. Dear sis is excited to have you. We are excited to see what's next. We definitely going to have you back on the show in the future so we can chop it up some more. And like I said, just know that we are new best friends because you are protecting the JJ. And you but I'm dead ass serious here. And I'm all the way in here in New Jersey. I'm a Cancer, so I rock with my Scorpio friend that I have developed. Rather I know you or not. Bitch, I know you. I know you. I have your information.
Yes, hit me up. I'm here.
I will. And also, before I let you go, do you have anything for our young entrepreneurs who are excited and want to do their damn thing as far as what you're doing? Just like maybe two or three things. What should they do? Like, what's the first thing they should do?
Be experts at whatever they do. Be good at whatever the thing is that they want to do. And if they're not good at it yet, figure out how to get good at it.
Two.
Don't think that you have to have a lot of money to do it. A lot of times it's better to just try it out first and just see how you do and build a community through social media and marketing. Get people talking about it. Understand what's good about it, what's not good about it. It's just important to know your business. That's what I would tell them to do. Focus on knowing your business and focus, if it's a product, make sure that it's good. Make sure that it works. If it's a service, make sure that it can be served up really well. And keep things as simple as possible.
Good.
You know,
simplicity.
Don't try to make it more difficult than it has to be.
Understood. And where can we find you other than Target? What's your social media platforms?
My social media is I am B Dixon, and that's BEADIXON. The Honey Pot is at The Honey Pot Co. You can go to our website, thehoneypot.co, to check us out. Right now, we don't have a lot of stock, but every day we're releasing products that we have in stock. We're also sold in Whole Foods.
Nice.
We're sold in Target. We're sold in Walmart. We're sold in Walgreens. We're going nationwide in like 6,900 doors of Walgreens with our sensitive products. We're sold in some CVS's, Wegmans. You can throw a stone and find us. So yeah, and if you need to find something close by, go to our website, thehoneypot.co, go to store locator and put in your zip code. And what I would suggest is that you call the store to see if they have stock and maybe ask that they hold it for you just because they sell out pretty quickly.
Y'all heard what the hell she said. Y'all better call.
Yeah, call, yeah.
Don't listen and then you just sitting there lingering like, what I need to do? Should I call or should I go? No, sis, you need to call. Cool. Like she said, you heard what she said, right? So listen, it was a pleasure to have you.
Thank you.
We enjoyed you, of course, anytime and here in the hot pocket chair, hot pocket seat. Dear sis, it's your big sis. I gotta go.
Thank you.
You've been listening to the Dear Sis podcast. Visit us online at dearsis.world today to leave a message or ask a question for our monthly Q&A with MJ.